Episode 21, Across America, Jack Austin, Robert Lamb.
You're still sick, right?
One man, one desire,
one ring.
Sorry.
Okay, joke ruined.
Sorry.
All right, Rob's going to talk about more stuff about him walking across America because he did that, and it was so cool.
Thanks, man.
This is going to be a Seinfeld and sports-free episode for those of you who trudged along through episode 20. He's going to talk about where he pooped this episode.
No.
He's not.
No. We're going to talk about how I made it to Wyoming. I'm not going to say when I made it to Wyoming yet, right, but I will get to there. I will get to Wyoming in this episode at some point.
Gotcha.
Okay. So anyways, after the campsite of fun.
Yeah.
With the horseshoe, not horseshoe crabs, Jesus Christ.
The water balloon horseshoe, fight.
Yeah, the water balloon fight, the squirt guns.
Water balloons full of orange juice, which was kind of weird.
Yeah. It was a great place, though. I mean, you know.
It was great,
you said,
though.
You said they don't know what to do over there. Although, orange juice
not
is
that they don't know what to do.
I'm just saying, whatever. Anyways, small town life. Okay. So I left that. I had a choice of following the interstate or cutting down to this highway, which was, it was 310. And if you follow the interstate in Montana, like I think it's 90 or whatever, if you follow that, it goes more east, but it kind of goes north a little bit, and then it cuts down and it goes through, if I were to cut south, it goes through a Crow reservation. And
a what?
For some reason, I'm just like, I'm imagining you like picturing like birds like in your head. But no, Crow, like Indian reservation. Crow Indian. So I don't know. For some reason, I just.
Well, because you laugh. It was the same exact thing. Because anyway, let's okay. All right,
no,
hold
I'm
on,
just saying, like,
listeners,
I, go
back
ahead.
Me up here.
Go ahead,
because you say Crow Reservation.
I know, Indian Reservation, Crow Indian Reservation.
That makes more sense.
Okay. I'm sorry I didn't specify more.
Sorry that I thought you went to a reservation where people were trying to preserve crows.
I thought you heard the E after the W.
Oh,
actually,
no.
I don't even know if that's how they spell crow. That might just be Russell Crowe.
Jesus.
Oh, man. I hope that's not coming across as racist.
Oh, Robert.
At any point. No.
Yeah, Australians everywhere are now pissed.
Oh, I'm sure.
All of our Australians.
We're not talking about Aborigines here.
No, but Russell Crowe's from Australia.
That's true. Never mind.
He's a national treasure.
He is.
I'm gonna
think he's our national treasure now. LA. Doesn't he live there now?
No.
Doesn't
what?
He live there?
If I imagine Russell Crowe living in LA, I imagine him beating up people all the time. Somebody going up there and be like, hey, Russell, would you like this?
Didn't he throw a phone at somebody one time?
This vegetable oil quinoa, which is made from bat guano.
He's too muscular to eat that.
Exactly. So they bring that up to Russell Crowe.
And
he's like,
all
right, mate. Boom, right in the face.
He definitely throws phones. I saw the video footage of that.
Does he really?
He threw a phone at a hotel clerk or something.
Nice.
That was a thing. I don't know. Okay, anyways.
Good for you, Russell. Russell, if you're
sticking it to the clerks.
Russell, if you're listening to this, I'm on your side for that.
Also, if you're listening to this, do you want to be on as a guest? I mean, I know you didn't walk across the country, but you could still like come in and
Russell, I support you
Australia.
In most almost anything. I'm with you, Russell.
Okay.
For sure. Right. That clerk deserved that iPhone, whatever, whipping at her face.
No, it was like a real phone. I think he ripped it from like the room and like took it down
because
they called
better.
Him on it. I think
because they called him on the phone.
I think maybe it was like a wake up. I could be butchering the story, but I think he was upset about something. He ripped the phone out of his room, went downstairs, and threw it at the front desk clerk.
Russell,
I believe it was Russell Crowe who did that.
Get on here and identify.
Maybe it was Christian Bale. They both have kind of like
Christian
that.
Bale. I've heard the audio of him freaking out
that
of the dude on the set of Terminator.
Yeah, that was a different situation. No phones were thrown.
You've never
situation.
Worked with actors.
Yeah.
Oh, Lottie Dodge walking across the set.
And at one point, you hear him charging at the guy.
Yeah.
Just scream like he's ready to punch him.
Yeah.
He said, "I've got to get in a place where the world is over, and I'm the last hope. I'm John Connor." Huh?
You sound just like Christian Bale.
In that Audio?
As Batman.
No. No. If I was Christian Bale as Batman.
You don't understand. Exactly. Anyways.
So.
I don't know. It was a Crow Indian reservation. And I remember there's a few people that I talked to before I got to that point that were like, don't go that way. Like, they were all telling me, don't go that way because you'll have to go through the Crow Indian reservation and they don't like white people. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, I didn't know if they were like being honest, if that was their perception, or if it was true. Like, I don't know. I don't know if that's the situation. So I was just like, okay. Like, I'll take that in mind, like, as I'm thinking about which way I want to go. The only reason why I really didn't want to go that way was because the interstate goes more north, and it kind of does like this like upside down V formation. I'd have to walk kind of out of my way. So I was like, you know what? Maybe if I just jump on Highway 310, I can head straight south right into Wyoming. So that's what I ended up doing, and I skipped the Crow Indian Reservation. Although, I did see, like, when I got into Wyoming, I did see, like, tents and stuff, like, teepees, like more modernized teepees, which is kind of cool.
A teepee is a tent. So
I know, but it wasn't that I wasn't being offensive. I wanted to say the accurate term. You know what I mean? Like, I know something. Like, I'm a little cultured.
It was a teepee, clearly.
Anyways.
Made from the skin of a bison.
I don't think it was. I think
that's
it was.
What they're made from.
I don't think this one was.
Oh, well, okay. So, yeah. Sorry. All of our Crow listeners, please.
No, it wasn't a Crow Indian reservation.
Oh, okay.
It was a different Indian reservation.
Any local
in Wyoming.
People local to the Crow reservation or Russell Crowe, get on and verify this, please.
I think Russell Crowe should go to a Crow reservation.
Yeah, easily. because we need the Crows still around on planet Earth.
Right.
We don't want to send Russell Crowe there.
He'd just be throwing phones at people.
That's a death sentence.
Yeah, that's not right. Anyways, I ended up hitting Highway 310, but when I went through to get to 310 from that campsite that I was at, I had to take like some like gravel roads, like they were side roads. This was the first time that I was going to like take kind of like lower, smaller side roads instead of like a highway. And cuz me and Tony never did that. So I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I'll do that." But then I realized like, "You know what? This kind of sucks. Like as I'm on the gravel road, cause I have this cart now."
Yeah,
I'm not like pulling the backpack behind me. I'm pushing this cart. It didn't go over gravel too well. So it was kind of a chore to get through. Luckily, it wasn't too hilly or anything, but it was still like pushing it over this gravel was a pain in the ass. But when I got to 310.
To Yuma?
Uh-huh. I started heading south, and there was a railroad track that followed the road, like followed the highway for a large portion. And when it started getting dark, I'm like, all right, I need to find a place to camp. There wasn't anything on the right side. It was all, like, fenced off. So I had to go to, like, the railroad track. And I was like, I'm going to sleep on the other side of the railroad track, kind of near the woods. So I went on the other side. But when I went to get over the railroad track, I pushed my cart over the railroad track. And it kind of snagged on a part of it. And it ripped the bottom of my cart, like, on the right side, like, all the way across.
Oh,
so I was like,
no.
God. Like, nothing fell out. But I'm like, oh, this is going to suck. Like, what if it keeps ripping and tearing all the way around? So, like, after that, I was, like, kind of pissed at myself for doing that. But I set up the tent and everything. I kind of, like, examined it. I'm like, maybe if I don't put my backpack right in the center, it won't be too bad.
Yeah.
But I'd have to figure out some way to fix it later on. So I camped out that night. And that night, I remember this vividly. I opened the little window in my tent because it was kind of hot. Dude, the mosquitoes, there was, like, hundreds of them. And they were just, like, all on the, like, window, like, trying to get to me. Like, I could see them just, like, on the window of the tent. And I'm like, holy shit. Like, I was like, I need to be careful. I had to be careful when I, like, opened the tent and stuff to, like.
To not let all the mosquitoes in?
Yeah, because I didn't want to let them in and shit. Like, because there were a couple inside the tent that I was killing. And then when I opened the window and saw, like, the hundreds of them, I was like, holy shit. I'm like, all right, I'm not opening this tent again. I hope I don't have to go to the bathroom. So, like, that was kind of shitty, but luckily I had bug spray and shit, but, like, that stuff, especially in Wyoming, not that I'm there yet, but bugs were, like, crazy.
Like, I didn't earn your metal. Bad. Earn your metal, bug spray.
Yeah. So,
spray sweet death down upon them.
I think after that day that I, like, spent the night near the, railroad tracks. I ended up getting back on 310. I followed that all the way towards Wyoming. And when I was at, like, this is when I was seeing like the rattlesnakes on the side of the road. Like there was like,
yeah.
They were all dead. At least they looked like they were all dead. But there are some that like weren't like, you know, the dead ones you could see because they were like had tire tracks like running through their body.
Yeah.
So I knew they were dead. But there were some on the side of the road that were like coiled up and they weren't like, they didn't look bloody or anything. So like I always kind of, I had to start walking in like the middle of the road to like get a wide enough range around them so they didn't like strike.
Yeah,
because
that one, oh, wakes up, bam, gets you in the leg.
Yeah. I was like kind of worried. I was like, there's like, I mean, a ton. Like I probably saw like hundreds of rattlesnakes, like dead rattlesnakes going through that road. But none of them, I never heard any of the rattles going and none of the rattlesnakes ever move, but I assume they just flocked to the pavement because of the heat.
Yeah. And the mosquitoes.
And the mosquitoes, they wanted to get away from those guys. Yeah. I don't think mosquitoes go after reptiles too often. They should.
Yeah.
But they don't.
They're missing out.
Yeah. They like that mammal blood, warm-blooded creatures.
Yeah, you know blood they can access?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I was on 310 and I was like probably, I want to say like maybe like 20 miles from the border of Wyoming, the Montana border, a guy pulled up and the sun was starting to go down. It was like probably like, no, maybe I wasn't 20 miles because I was getting close, but I was going to quit for the day because the sun was going down. But this guy pulled up and he was like, hey, I think he was with his wife. And he was like, hey, do you want a place to stay tonight? I saw you've been walking all day. And I was like, sure. Like where's your place? He's like, oh, well, he's like, I don't have any room like in my car for the cart. He's like, but if you want, just keep following this road. There's a dirt road. If you take a right. I forget what the name of it was. He goes, you take that, and down there, you're going to see my house. It's going to be on the right-hand side, but it's like a mile down. I'm like, oh, that's kind of like out of the way. I'm like, but maybe. I'm like, if I can get to your place before it's dark, then for sure. But I'm like, but if it starts getting dark too soon, like, I'm just going to camp on the side of the road. He's like, all right. Well, he's like, if you make it, like, that'd be cool. Like, just let us know. So I'm like, sure. Like, I'll try. So the sun went down and it's starting to get like pretty dark and I made it finally to that
dirt road
and I look down the dirt road and I just see like it's like a house but there's like a lot of like overturned like cars and like not no offense to this guy.
Yeah.
Him and his wife probably fantastic people. But to me, it looked kind of like Texas Chainsaw Massacre type house. Like
you were ready to never be seen again.
Right. Like, I just saw, like, there's a lot of, like, rundown cars in the front and stuff. So I'm like, all right, well, let me see if I can make it. And it was maybe a little bit more than a mile. So I started walking down there, but it got really dark. I couldn't see anything. I started hearing, like, coyotes and shit. And I'm like, you know what? I can't see if there's, like, rattlesnakes. I had my flashlight out, but I'm like, I don't want to do this. I'm like, plus, I don't want to approach his house at night because I wasn't even positive that was the house. He just told me that it was down that road on the right-hand side.
Not wrong.
So I'm assuming it was that house. But in case it's not, I don't want to approach a strange house at night.
Don't go down that road. A lot of history down that road.
There probably was a lot of history.
You want to go down that road. That road, that was a lot safer.
Yeah. No.
You're like, you know what? I'm just going to camp on the side of the road.
I'll just camp over here. But I ended up doing that. I was like, you know what? It's dark now. I don't want to approach this house in case it's not his house. And even if it is, like, I don't know. Like, I for some reason, I didn't have, like, a good feeling like I did with the other couple
who,
like, I went and stayed with. I'm like,
you got on that wrong.
I don't know how often I need to, like, chance these things, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm just going to camp right here. I saw rattlesnakes all day. I don't want to step on one. I'm just going to camp on the side. So I camped. There's, like, cactus everywhere. So I, like, find a spot that there wasn't. Sorry. Cacti. Plural.
You said you wanted to sound educated. So
yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. I get it. So I just set up my tent and like camped for the night on the side. And I thought maybe they would like drive by or something.
Yeah.
If they were like looking for me, but they didn't show up. And then I woke up at 6 a.m. and took off. I saw their house in the distance. I'm like, I'm just gonna leave it there.
Standing there. You wake up and he's standing outside your tent.
He's just out there. holding his machete.
He didn't
like
come to my house, Robert.
Spit some tobacco and... God. I'm just kidding. This guy could have been really nice. I don't know.
He's like, well, that's the last time I listened to this podcast.
I know, right?
I was waiting for this moment.
Sorry, I don't know his name either.
Barbara Jean. So, Barbara Jean, he's going to mention us on episode 21.
Barbara Jean was the wife, but his name was Harold.
I don't know.
I thought you were going to make up a name.
What? I don't make up names ever.
You made up Barbara Jean.
That's not made up. That's her
name.
Okay,
well, what was his actual name?
I don't know, man.
All right.
I don't know that guy. Yeah. Craig.
No, it wouldn't be Craig.
Craig.
His name wasn't Craig, trust me. This guy wasn't Craig. So
is Dr. James Westfall.
I don't think Dr. Kenneth Billy's PhD.
Why else would there be cars flipped upside his house? Rob,
I mean, I don't know.
Mr. Know-It-All. Oh, I walked across the country. I know everything about everybody.
I do feel like I know everything about everybody now, though.
Yeah.
Is that arrogant to say?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because I'm not as rich as Jerry Seinfeld. I don't know if I should be...
I promised a Seinfeld and football-free episode, Rob.
Listen.
I promised the listeners...
But I thought you were talking about Seinfeld, the show, not the person. I thought we could still talk about Jerry.
This is really...
Okay, I'm sorry.
Of all things to bring up on episode 21.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Okay. Can I get back to my story now?
I should hope so.
Okay. The next day, I woke up early, got back on 310, and you know what I did, Jack?
You walked.
Yes, but do you know what I hit in about, I don't know, I'd say like a half an hour?
Pennsylvania.
Close.
Wyoming.
Yes, I did.
All right.
I hit Wyoming, and I took a picture by that beautiful sign. Actually, I took a picture of the sign. I didn't take a picture by it because it was on the side. It was like in the grass, and I didn't want to walk on the grass. You know what I mean?
When you walk by that sign, isn't it Wyoming, hose down, G's up?
No, but it did have a picture of a horse on it.
Ah, cool.
I think it was a cowboy. It was like
a guy
on a horse.
Same thing.
I think that's what it was. I could be wrong, but I have a picture of it. I just don't feel like pulling it up right now.
Oh, listeners.
Yeah.
Please.
Hopefully, I'll have the website up soon so you guys can check out all these pictures.
Now, how does that make you feel as a listener? Robert was telling people on this walk he was going to have the website up.
I did have the website up on the walk. But I took it down when we created Seven Land Productions. So when Seven Land Productions got created, I took it down, and I'm revamping the website.
Ooh!
But I promised that I would have it up a long time ago, and I
so you promise
time.
When this site is fully vamped,
I think I'm gonna have my blog that I wrote, and I'm gonna have all the pictures that I took from the walk. But I do want to say that I haven't had time to work on the website. So I'm hoping that by the time that this wraps up, by episode 104, I'm hoping that we have a...
Why did you make that bold prediction that it'd be episode 104? That's awesome. Okay, cool. I guess we know how...
Well, you said like 50, but I think it's going to be more than 50. Maybe not. Did you say 50?
I don't know what I said.
I don't remember either.
Listeners, come to our rescue. Russell Crowe, how many episodes did we say we were going to have? Russell, if just...
And do you want to be a guest?
Do you want to be a guest? Just text me, whatever. We don't even have to do this. We can just go fishing and hang out. I don't even like fishing, but I would go fishing for you, Russell.
You don't like fishing? You would never make it in one of those small towns then.
Probably not.
Aren't you from a small town?
No. From here.
I thought you were from Alabama.
Oh, my whole family's from Alabama.
Oh, that's what you said.
That's where we came from. I'm from here.
That's where you originated from.
St. Petersburg. Yeah.
Yeah. Your ancestors.
That's right.
The Austins. Came all the way from Alabama.
Ireland, then Alabama.
Okay, Ireland. Yeah. I knew that there was a starting point.
Yeah, the starting point is Ireland. The ending point is Alabama.
So it wasn't really a big transition then.
No, not really.
It was kind of the same thing.
I mean,
same landscape.
We'll talk about Alabama in more detail when we get to Alabama.
Yeah, we're going to.
Alabama's one of my favorite places in the world.
Okay. I'm not mocking it. I'm not trying to like...
I did not take it that way.
Okay. It seemed like you got almost like a little offended there.
No, motherfucker.
I saw the fire in your eyes.
No. Because people have preconceived notions about Alabama all across the country because there are some really freaking stupid people in Alabama.
Yeah, but there's stupid people everywhere.
I was going to say, but that's everywhere. And on the other side of that coin, there are some really freaking awesome people in Alabama.
No, listen, when I get to Alabama and we talk about, you can fill us in with some of your knowledge of
Alabama. I'll know everybody when you go to Alabama.
You'll know all the names.
I'll know everybody.
That's good, because I'm bad with names anyway, so. No, but yeah, I made it to Wyoming, and it was bittersweet in the sense that I'm alone, but I made it to another state. And I knew that, and I knew because me and Tony bought those carts, I knew that I was going to need that cart soon because there were long stretches in Wyoming with absolutely nothing. So that's why I had my big 6-gallon water bucket thing that I bought at Walmart with Tony. And I knew that, like, soon I was going to be going through some pretty intense desert.
Some pretty intense Wyoming?
Yeah, pretty intense Wyoming landscapes.
Yeah.
Which was okay. I was ready for it.
Isn't that like, it's kind of like an extreme opposites, right?
Yeah.
It's a little bit hot and dry, and then at night it's super cold.
Yeah, it's pretty cold at night.
Yeah.
It wasn't like too bad though. Granted, this was June, I think, still.
Wyoming is just...
It's like a square. Rectangle kind of, yeah. I mean, and that was the thing is I was going down. I was trying to avoid one of the things that me and Tony almost did was we were going to walk through, what is it, Yellowstone or Yosemite? One of those national parks over on that side on the west coast or west side of Wyoming.
Yeah. And go through that park?
We were going to go through it, but then like we talked to somebody and they're like, you don't want to go through there because there's only, or I looked on the website too and it says you can only camp in certain spots.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of wildlife there. That we're like, you know what? Let's not test
more
it.
Likely to find that wildlife.
Yeah, bears.
You know that wildlife that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? Let's avoid it. And we did, or I did. I ended up going down 310. I think Tony went down the same path as I did, too. He was just like a day or two behind me. And he went down 310 also. So obviously, he probably thought the same thing about the Crow Indian Reservation, or maybe he just didn't want to head north a little bit on the interstate that we were on.
Yeah.
Kind of went the same path I did. But, yeah, getting into Wyoming, I knew I was going to hit long stretches, which was, like, fine because we had the cart now. My mom stocked me with beef jerky and trail mix.
Yeah.
I knew I had enough food and stuff. And I was going to still hit a few, like, small towns here and there. But they were, like, these were small towns. I mean, what I was about to hit were, like, actual like population
six
eight.
People
yeah so
the whole town knows you're here.
Yep.
And yeah, we know
we'll get into that on the next one or whatever because I know we're about to wrap up, so we'll start talking about Wyoming on the next episode.
We'll start talking about Wyoming on the next episode, episode 22 of Across America with Robert Lamb and Jack Austin. Everybody have a wonderful day and a great Easter. And
what character is this?
What
character are you doing?
There's no character here. This is just one that I do.
You're still sick.
I am still sick.
Comes and goes.
But I love this character.
Okay. Oh, so it is a character.
He's not in any of the podcasts, but I certainly love him.
He might be.
Lord bless you and keep you, people. Let's give me a call back at 867-5309. We'll be back after the break.
Jenny? This has been a Seven Lamb production.